Hey guys, you're here with Dr. Molly,
And Todd Rowland.
and we're the podcast, The Business Side of the Pet Industries. And today we're here with Sharita, the founder of Diamond in the Rough Pet Charities. And so thank you for being with us today, Sharita.
You guys are welcome.
So we had the pleasure of meeting you at a conference and then really getting to understand the Diamond in the Rough organization and what it is that you all do. And we wanted to make sure to really share this with the grooming community. So if you want to just go ahead and give us a little background on what Diamond in the Rough is, why you got started, and what it is that you guys provide to the pet care community.
Okay, sounds great. Well, hey guys, my name is Sharita. I'm the founder of Diamond in the Rough. I am based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I started Diamond in the Rough back in 2022, October 2022. The reason I really started Diamond in the Rough, there's a story behind the actual name. As everyone knows, I love grooming. Dog grooming is my passion, but dog grooming also actually saved me from a lot of personal things in my life. Diamond in the Rough actually originates from the actual word diamond in the rough, RUGH, which actually tells my story as being a survivor of domestic violence. I was in a domestic violence relationship for 14 years, and during that, it was a struggle with being in that type of relationship. The name comes from basically when you get a diamond, it's the most ugliest thing, which was my situation. And as you continue to keep cleaning a diamond, it becomes the most beautiful thing, which is me now. Dog grooming really saved me. There was times whenever I would go to work and I would have an altercation at the time, and I would be having like the inside of my mouth busted and everything. Nobody knew what was going on, but the dogs really helped me and saved me
Yeah.
with it. And a lot of people don't understand, dogs really help you in a lot of situations. So it really helped bring me out. Dog grooming really saved me from the situation that I was in and actually gave me the strength. The dogs helped me where I felt like I couldn't talk to anyone else. I was able to really get that affection from the dogs and talk to them. And even though they couldn't talk back to me, I could understand. I
Yeah.
really did. Yeah, they really showed how they really felt. So it really helped me a lot. And one thing that I found out by actually opening up and talking about my situation, doing it has allowed me to actually help others also, because there's a lot of females and males, a lot of people take it as just being females. It's not just females.
Right.
There's males also. So a lot of people actually have opened up and start reaching out to me. Whenever it comes to the grooming part of Diamond in the Rough, there's a lot I had to realize, because a lot of times we grooming we know is expensive already. And a lot of times a lot of people do own dogs and they ask them for emotional support, and that's what's really kept them from actually being able to mentally actually like commit suicide or anything. So those dogs really have helped them. And I had to realize that a lot of people sometimes maybe can't afford what some other people can afford. Since COVID, a lot of people's finances have changed. So I just decided to be able to help because I've been in that situation. So I understand. And a lot of times, whenever I was in that situation, I didn't have anybody there to help and understand what I was going through. So this is just my way of being able to give back to the community to help others. A lot of times, some people really can't afford to really get their dogs groomed on a daily basis. So this is just our way of being able to help them get back on track with the dog grooming for their dogs.
I love that. And I definitely can relate. Dogs know, they
Yeah.
are there, they're supportive, and they, in the same sense, they need that care and support too.
And I think sometimes, the Meals on Wheels programs, a lot they've added, dropping off dog food and stuff like that for these people that need it. And I think that's helpful. They are their companion, basically. And
Yes.
we also know that people who can't maybe necessarily afford like everyday grooming, like you're talking about, they will skip a meal or something to take their dog to the vet because it's that important to them. But a lot of people also have some shame if their dog is not being groomed regularly to take it to the vet because they're embarrassed that everybody in the lobby will think they're not taking care of it. So then they don't feel confident about going, even if it's not.
Exactly.
And so I think it's a domino effect. And so what you're doing is amazing.
Yes. Yeah, and I had to put myself in their situation instead of being so judgmental. I really had to think, you never know really what somebody's going through. And that's one thing about when we do these events, a lot of people ask, how do we know if somebody really needs help? I don't really know. Yeah. I was raised with my grandmother. If you're offering help to someone and they're using it, guess what? The karma will come back onto them. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. So like I tell my teams when they come with me, if you see somebody pulling up in a Lexus, Mercedes or anything, don't be so quick to judge, because you never know what they really actually could be going through. Right. So that's just, it's just our way to be able to help everybody. I try to help as many people that are in a financial situation, but then I do have some people that really open up and they will tell me, like Todd just said, they're embarrassed to really let someone know because they're so worried about what somebody else is going to say about them, because yeah, they're riding around in a Lexus, Mercedes, or BMW, but guess what? They could be going through a very bad divorce, and that's the only thing they have to hold on to. But it's just like the thing about Diamond in the Rough, where no judgment zone. Like, I listen to everybody's story because you never know what the next person's going through.
No, exactly. And I mean, that's just, you know, a good practice to get into. I mean, we see that, you know, with clients coming in and complaining and things like that too, you know, not to get off topic, but it's just, yes, you never know what someone's going through or what they went through that day, or, you know, why their actions may be what they were. And, you know, it's just one thing when we heard about Diamond in the Rough and giving back and to actual grooming, you know, it was so different than anything else we've actually, you know, seen locally. You know, we hear about these rescue hoarding situation where groomers will come in, but this is just, you know, a completely different setup, and it's going to specific areas and then helping, you know, people in that area of what they need at the time.
And I think too, I mean, we can't compare anything like what we do to what the mass that you're helping, but you know, we do allow all of our groomers to have 5 clients that they can pretty much charge whatever, because they have that connection. They know they had that client relationship. They know they can't afford it. And, you know, we have at our boarding facility, we have, you know, one kennel that is dedicated to more of that rescue, or, you know, highly discounted, things like that. Of course, we're not able to do it on the scale you're able to do it on. But everybody can find a little bit of compassion, and do it, just even if it's just one dog a month or something, find that thing in your heart to help someone out.
Exactly. And I tell that all the time. And I'm very specific about who I have on my team, because I just don't want anybody just to do it for publicity, because I don't do it just for people to know, oh, Diamond in the Rough, this is what we do. I do it because this is where my heart really is. It's my heart and my passion. I love to be able to help others and be able to give back. Even if I don't have it, I'll try to figure out some kind of way to be able to help them.
So how does that process look like? Like, let's say is a salon or someone wanted to either get involved somehow and host an event, or wanted to donate, you know, let's talk about the funding side as well. Let's just, okay, how does the Diamond in the Rough, take us through the process.
Okay. So usually how it goes, most of the times, a lot of the times they actually reach out to me, like a salon will reach out to me. I've been thankful that I haven't actually had to advertise to ask if anybody would like to host us. Everybody has actually came to me and asked me to come to them. But the process will go, the host, and it doesn't have to be a grooming salon. It could actually be someone out in the community. If there's a way and a will, as dog groomers, we all know, we can take somewhere and turn it into a grooming salon. So all I need is water, the groomers, and the shampoo, and I can figure out, okay, this is how we're going to make this into a grooming salon. So honestly, it doesn't have to be anyone actually in the grooming industry. It can be anyone, and they want to be able to give back to the community. So you would contact me. We will actually go into evaluation. I have evaluation form that I actually have a lot of people to fill out, especially if I know they're not in the dog grooming industry. I just like to ask a couple of questions to them. And so we do that. And then once I feel like, okay, this is a good area, I do look and see like the location. If it's an area where a lot of help is needed, that finances a low income area, then I definitely will pick that. Once I pick that location, I usually promote 2 months ahead of time to let people know that we'll be in their area to do the free dog grooming. I have an application that I fill out. I mean, that I have, that I actually open up, and I start promoting on social media. Even with that, I haven't had to do a lot of like paid advertising. It's always been a word of mouth and people just sharing on social media. So that's how we've been successful with having the people coming in. I pick my groomers. A lot of the groomers that I actually have to come with us, I'm not gonna lie, I actually stalk their pages and I watch them.
Yeah, before I make that's a awesome. Decision. Yeah.
Before I make a decision on who I will have on my team. With that, and I just basically ask them, okay, who would like to go? Some of the locations, I don't actually need to bring groomers with me. Some of the locations I do. And we actually, I ask them how many dogs they can actually groom. I don't push a whole bunch. I don't try to get 100 dogs for us to groom. I ask each groomer how many dogs can they groom. So whenever I'm doing these intake forms, I know how many dogs we really need to take. Because even though we're grooming, like I tell them, it's not your regular day of grooming. Have fun with it. Just know that we're helping others and being able to educate these owners on how to get them back on track. Fun-wise, we try to do fundraisers. Like, we have a fundraiser coming up where we'll be doing, actually, June 7th through the 9th. We did the fundraiser with the water bucket. So I try to do fun stuff to get people involved for the fundraiser. So basically, we had the water bucket challenge.
Okay.
For each scoop, $5 that was donated, I would put scoops of ice, but I used doggy treats in the bucket to fill up. Once it filled up, we're going to go live on social media and we'll be getting dumped ice water buckets on our head.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that June the 8th. And we actually got a good feedback on that. I think people want to see us get that ice water bucket. So I try to make it fun at the same time and get people involved. I'm also doing a care package when we go to Rocky Mount to try to help raise funds. So basically my care package will be for the animals at the animal shelter. I'm right now taking donations and products to put inside of these boxes. So whenever I actually come back from Colorado, I'm actually going to go to the local animal shelter and give each animal a care package, because a lot of times we forget about these animals that are at the animal shelter and all they do is get basically food, water, and a, hey baby, how are you doing? They don't have toys or anything. So while they're waiting for their forever homes, I'll be able to give them something to be able to let them know that they're loved also. So that's what our care packages that we're actually trying to do now will do. I do t-shirts also. Then I do have people that reach out to me and ask how can they donate. So we have PayPal that we have Venmo, and we have Cash App. And then some people will do monetary donations. When we do shows, I actually have a donation box where some people will just come and give us donations. I have water bottles, t-shirts. I have cooler cups that we sell and everything. So we try to find different ways to be able to provide funds. Right now, I am working on trying to look at like getting grants, but it's a lot that comes behind those grants. So I'm just trying to see, like, get the ins and outs of how to apply for grants right now.
Right. And then you guys are actually a 501c3, so it is a charitable donation that
yes,
they can
ma'am.
Give, right? Correct. Okay. Just wanted to make sure to throw that information out there for anyone who, you know, is looking to use up those donation dollars. About how many events per year have you guys done, or does it just really vary based on, you know, where you're at and what the need is and the requests that come in?
Okay, so that's a good question. So initially, it was only supposed to be 2 events a year. Last year, we did, I think, 4. And this year, we're actually doing, so we've already did Ohio. We did here in North Carolina, so that's 2. We'll be coming to you guys in Tennessee, that's 3. We're going back to Ohio, that's 4. And then we're going to Orlando. So that's 5. And we're actually trying to do something for the holidays also.
Oh, wow.
So honestly, what initial plan was to do 2. And it's actually really like taken off to where it's like, wow, I didn't expect to be doing like 6-7 events in 1 year.
Right. That's awesome. That's a lot and more pups than you plan to help. You know, it's always supply and demand is a good thing when you can help that many more pets than you even originally thought.
Right. Yes.
Well, awesome. Well, what is the best way if someone wants to contact you or get some more information on Diamond in the Rough? Are there any other shows that you know you'll be at? And then as far as social media or contact, what's the best way for them to reach you there?
Okay, so show-wise, I'll definitely be in Rocky Mount. That's going to be in July. The dates, what are those dates? July, is it the 19th through the 21st?
First, yes.
Yeah, so I'll be at Rocky Mount. I'm in up in the air about Hershey because I have to be in Ohio and a Hershey, and it's so close together. I would definitely be at Fun in the Sun, and I'm actually looking at some other shows to go to. But I'm also trying to venture out into like business expos also, and doing domestic violence expos also too, because even though we're dealing with dogs, there's also other aspects, and I want to start getting the word out there in the other industries also.
Right.
So right now I'm trying to figure out like which one I'm going to actually be going to. But if anybody needs to contact me, that I actually do have a personal cell for Diamond in the Rough. That number is 919-810-7951, or either they can find me on social media. On Facebook, it's Diamond in the Rough Tour. On Instagram, it's also Diamond in the Rough Tour, and on TikTok. So all you have to do is type in Diamond in the Rough Tour and you'll find us.
Awesome. And we'll also put that down in the show notes, the number and where they can find you so they can have that quick access to that as well.
Okay.
But any other information that you'd like to share or anything? I know, are we your next event coming up in Tennessee?
Yes, we would definitely. Tennessee is the first event that we did right now. So my plan was to basically take a break at the first, like after the first of the year, because I knew in the summer we were going to be traveling. As much traveling as we have going on, that it was not expected at all. Like it just came from out of nowhere, and they're all back to back to back. They're probably all at least maybe 2 to 3 weeks apart from each other.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that's a busy season.
Yeah.
Well, thank
It
you.
definitely turned out though.
Yeah. Well, thank you for everything that you do and all the pups that you're helping. And we were, appreciate you getting this information out there with
Yeah,
us today.
awesome.
Oh, you guys are so welcome. Thank you guys for having me.